In Camden, illegal dumping contributes to an image of decay and abandonment. The city spends more than $4 million a year cleaning up mostly other people's trash. A new citywide art and social justice project is tackling the issue in an unusual and creative way. WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna reports.
Some illegal dumpers are so bold that they even specialize. So there's a place where mountains of old Christmas trees pile up. Other places have tons of kitchen and bathroom appliances or accumulate debris from construction. Camdenites have been fed up for a while. They see it as a combination of greed from the haulers who send their trash here and a form of urban insult.
People just come and throw their trash away in Camden, and they're just ready to throw away Camden altogether. And you don't have to. It's a great community. There's great people within it, you know?
Laranji Johnson was born in Camden, and she is one of the art apprentices in the New Views Arts Project. Her family is vested in the city's future.
My family's been in Camden now for 3 generations. It's kind of gone downhill since my grandmother originally bought her house out here, being one of the first black women to buy a house in Camden. And I just love that now the community is trying to rebuild itself and better itself.
Dealing with illegal dumping is at the core of New View, a $1 million public arts project funded by Bloomberg Philanthropies. Its goal is to transform 6 places along the city's public transportation corridors into visually interesting spaces that involve resident participation. The larger goal is pride and economic development. These are not traditional public art installations. Where else would you find a large tower-like sculpture dedicated to placing boxes and boxes of earth populated by hundreds of mealworms who love the taste of styrofoam? Yes, the famous non-biodegradable material nobody wants. For 3 months, they crunch the e-waste into compostable mulch that can be used for gardens. And then from mealworm, they transform into earth-friendly beetles. Who knew? Mitchell Joachim, director of Terraform One, the collective organization that came up with Bioinformatic Digester, speaks fondly of the mealworms.
Allowing for a creature that has no voice to be front and center, more important than any human. In this case, something as a humble little mealworm, and they do amazing work by getting rid of polystyrene. We don't need chemicals, we don't need landfills, we don't need guys with giant trucks dealing with our styrofoam. We can let these worms devour them naturally. And then they turn into beetles so that birds and other insects can eat them. And the things that they produce, frass, becomes garden material.
A few blocks from there, an old building displays portraits of 50 local residents in each window. Designed by Camden photographer and educator Eric James Montgomery, the artist asked each participant to complete the phrase, "Camden is." Some said, "Camden is legendary." Others, "It's my home, and it's worthy." A new view will remain in Camden until October and might inspire some artists to remain in town. But from the start, it plans to have an impact on residents. Each installation has interactive components for students of all ages. For instance, the heart of the 15-foot-tall robot standing in the city's waterfront park was designed by a Camden High School student and fabricated by Tyler Fuqua Creations. The metal giant grabs large pieces of trash to remind passersby to take care of the city.
I guess this site here in particular, it used to have a lot of garbage on it, from what I've been told. So we're hoping that by adding a really cool piece of art, people won't want to dump a pile of trash right next to it, you know? Like, hopefully, you know, I have faith in humanity.
Few have as much enthusiasm for the presence of this artist and the community support for this project than Chris Colouri, president and CEO of Cooper's Ferry, one of the nonprofits behind New Views.
The city has had amazing history. It has been a contributor to the region going back 100 years. And the people living here deserve the same respect for the environment they live in that everybody else does in the suburbs and other parts of the state. So for us, this is about reclaiming the land.
Remember that ugly pile of dead Christmas trees? They were hauled away to make space for the avian avatars, two 22-foot-tall colorful birds. The sculptures are woven out of bamboo, colorful strings, and other recycled materials. They can be seen from Route 30 and from the River Line light rail train. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.